and welcome to The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I'm Kurt Mackison, the Executive Director. And in our NSTA News Minute, the United States DOT Office of Drug and Alcohol issued a policy and compliance notice regarding CBD products, which are over-the-counter products. And basically, DOT had inquiries about whether Department of Transportation regulated safety-sensitive employees can use CBD products. Well, the short answer to that is that the Department of Transportation requires testing for marijuana and not CBD, but CBD products with a concentration of more than 0.3% THC will remain classified as marijuana. So this is obviously a slippery slope. You have to be advised that because this is largely CBD products are largely unregulated, that there must be caution used because our employees are Department of Transportation regulated, and then use of a CBD could put their license in jeopardy. So that's your NSTA News Minute. So today at the bus stop, we have Ryan Zick. He's the Vice President of School Bus Sales for Roush Cleantech. So welcome to the bus stop, Ryan.
Thank you, Kurt. We're very grateful to have the opportunity to be on the bus stop.
Our pleasure having you. Now, you are the Vice President of School Bus Sales for Roush Cleantech. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about Roush? What do you guys do?
Well, Roush at its core is an engineering services company. And we were founded by Jack Roush about 44 years ago. And really, a lot of folks know us, and it's the same Jack Roush from the motorsports world. So if you're familiar with Roush from NASCAR racing or drag racing and motorsports in general, it's the same Jack Roush that has Roush Cleantech in the portfolio. So Roush Cleantech is the part of the business that really focuses on alternative fuels, and that's really where our foundation in school bus transportation has come in and alternative fuels in general. So even though the core company is about 44 years old, Roush Cleantech is only about 12 years old. So we're the baby in the family. But that engineering services core that I mentioned really makes us a perfect fit for developing powertrain technology that fits today in the alternative fuel landscape and really school bus in general.
That's really interesting because, as you allude to, Ryan, I'm familiar with Roush with respect to the NASCAR. And I mean, you guys have been doing really well on the NASCAR circuit with, you know, recent Daytona and some other races that I followed.
Yeah. We have Ryan Newman's been added to the team, and we had a pretty wild race there at Daytona 500 recently, but looks like everything's looking up for Ryan Newman health-wise. So, but yeah, same company.
That's great. So in terms of, you know, your role at Roush Cleantech, how long have you been there? You know, what do you do on a day-to-day basis?
So on a day-to-day basis, really, I'm responsible for a team of business development managers that are out really remotely based throughout the U.S. and Canada. And they're really helping to cultivate and spread education of alternative fuel usage, specifically propane in the school bus industry, and get that technology awareness of it and adoption of it throughout school districts, contractors, and other folks in the transportation industry. So that's my day to day. And I've been in the school bus industry, though, going back about 10 years now, which seems longer than I'd like to admit. So I got into the business as a business development person myself. So had a smaller territory in the state of Illinois, and got my kind of cut my chops that way, cut my teeth that way, getting into the school bus industry. But just my passion for alternative fuels and my affinity for just powertrain technologies really led me to where I am today, focusing specifically on alternative fuels and propane in the school bus business.
And as you know, the school transportation is constantly evolving. And so I guess the big question is, you know, are propane buses a new replacement for diesel?
That's a good question. And I think the answer in short is yes. And I know there's a lot of replacement technologies for diesel today, you know, other alternative fuels and traditional fuels outside of propane. And really, I like to ask the question too, is new diesel a good replacement for old diesel? You know, you look at what old diesel used to be, it was really simple. That's what a lot of end users liked about it. Very simple system that was robust, not a lot of failures, long lasting. And with new diesel, we're not quite seeing the same thing, even though we still call it diesel. There's a lot more that goes into operating a vehicle and maintaining it that we didn't have to deal with years ago with old diesel. But of course, the old problem with old diesel was it polluted a lot. There was a lot coming out of the tailpipe that wasn't good for our environment, wasn't good for the students that rode those vehicles. So with propane, we're able to turn the page and in one way, get back to the simplicity that people really liked about the old diesel, but with the benefits of taking the maintenance side of it back to basics with a simpler emission system that always also gets us down to near zero levels on those tailpipe constituents. So kind of the best of both worlds, really. You add that into, you know, the other things that it does for a customer's business or an end user's fleet, like reducing the cost per mile to operate, being able to be more resilient in cold weather, all these different things really add up. And it is a great replacement for diesel today. And we're seeing it being adopted pretty widespread now.
So Ryan, you mentioned, you know, propane is a widespread application nowadays. Any idea at this point how many propane buses are operating in the country today?
Yeah, and we track our units very carefully. So we are exclusive with Bluebird Corporation on their platforms for school bus. So that's the Bluebird Vision and the Microbird Type A school bus. So when we look at that, we started with Bluebird back in 2012. So in that amount of time, we've been able to deploy over 15,000 school buses with the Roush propane powertrain in them. So it's really gone from, you know, if you go back prior to that relationship, you're talking about a fuel type that was a rounding error in the school bus market to where today it's really become a significant part of share every year as we look out at the industry. So talking about thousands of units a year going in just with Roush Bluebird alone. And then there's some other folks in the space as well that are adding on top of that even.
And can you pinpoint a reason why, you know, many school bus contractors and school districts are now choosing propane?
Yeah, you know, I like to think of it from their point of view and what they're seeing today. So I think a lot of the motivation is, I think we, you know, as a school district, as a contractor fleet, we need to get away from this diesel complexity. So it's leading to a lot of downtime and some challenges within the operation. And it's specifically challenging in the school bus duty cycle because, as you know, we idle a lot and we stop and start a lot because that's all the loading and unloading operation throughout the day of the vehicle, which is really challenging on that diesel emission system. So if you take that first step of it's time for us to step away from this technology into something that's a better fit for the duty cycle. Well, if I'm going to take that step, I should probably step in the right direction, right? I want to go towards sustainability. I want to go to a more environmentally friendly solution. So if you take that logic of it, the next question would be, all right, what's out there today that fits the best with my duty cycle, my operation, and helps me reduce my cost the best that it can, right? Because I'm a contractor, you know, I make sure I manage my costs and all those different cost centers, and obviously vehicles and fuel and that type of thing and maintenance are right up there close to the top of the list for those folks. So when you go down that sort of logic tree, so to speak, you really get to where you see propane making a ton of sense in all these different facets. We're able to reduce tailpipe emissions to near zero in a lot of levels. A lot of the toxic things that we look at, like NOx emissions, but also while able to reduce the emissions complexity that goes along with it. And then there's a huge benefit from the fuel savings that adds up to lower cost per mile without any incentives and grants being required. And that's really been kind of the double-edged sword with a lot of other alternative fuels, is that although they do offer you the tailpipe emissions reductions and the environmental aspects that you're looking for, a lot of times the cost of it is shifted to the end user to bear unless they're able to find grants and subsidies to help offset it.
Yeah, and that's really interesting. So I guess the point that you're making is, you know, all things being equal on the maintenance side of the equation, now you have an opportunity to go to something that is more efficient and cleaner environmentally.
Absolutely. And it just is able to make a lot of sense for those fleets in that way.
Yeah. You know, we talked about, you know, what are the benefits or incentives for, you know, contractors to, you know, look at propane for their buses. Are there any drawbacks to running propane buses?
You know, propane is really, it's an alternative fuel that acts like a traditional fuel in a lot of ways. So from your maintenance. It's reduced from diesel. It's very much a parallel to what you'd expect out of a gasoline vehicle. Fueling is quick. It's the same kind of speed that you'd expect out of a diesel or gasoline fuel station with a similar cost associated with implementing fuel infrastructure. The performance of the vehicle is as good or better as your traditional fuel. So in so many ways, it's kind of this traditional alternative, so to speak. But once again, it is an alternative fuel. It is cleaner. So it does get you access to all those incentives that are out there, whether you're talking about, you know, DARA funding, Volkswagen funding, the alternative fuel excise tax credit, that type of thing for fueling. So it gives you a lot of benefits from that side. But for the drawbacks, I guess early on, we did have some concerns around range, which, you know, you probably heard the term range anxiety with, you know, electric vehicles today and that. And we did experience level of that. Yeah, absolutely. So we came out with new offerings, larger extended range tanks. So now we're at the point where we have pretty close to a 400-mile range with a propane-powered school bus. So it puts you back on par with what you expect out of a traditional fuel. So. And, you know, with fueling infrastructure across the country, I guess that's one that we also run into is, you know, where am I going to get these vehicles fueled? What if we use them for trips? And I will tell you, there aren't as many fuel stations with propane as there are with gasoline and diesel. And I think that's probably pretty obvious to everybody. You know, there's a gas station on every corner just about. But I will tell you that you can take your propane school bus anywhere. You could take it on trips. You could use it for field trips. And I know that's usually the exception. Usually they're on a route and they're using the same fuel station day in, day out. But with just a little bit more planning, we've got customers throughout the US and Canada that regularly use their propane buses for field trips, activity runs, and all of the stuff that the diesel and gasoline variants do as well.
Now, I'm going to throw in a plug for NSTA and our support of the DERA program. And so if there are listeners out there who are interested in you know, availing themselves to these new technologies, including propane, please do contact the NSTA office and we can see if you are fit for a DERA application. So always keep that in mind. Now, Ryan, we did mention it quickly, but you know, in terms of weather conditions, can you talk to us a little bit about diesel? Because I think some of the drawbacks that we hear, at least anecdotally, for electric buses say, hey, these are not going to operate really well in colder temperatures. Can you frame that out in terms of propane for us?
Yeah, with propane, it's really quite the opposite. If you look at how the fuel just chemically acts in colder weather, it actually, we say it gets more at home and kind of in its element as it gets colder. And really, we take advantage of those attributes of the fuel itself. So when we get into those sub-zero temperatures, the temperatures that you mentioned that electric buses struggle with, you know, diesel fuel starts to have challenges with, propane's really right at home with it. It's able to produce ample heat for the passenger compartments, also very resilient to cold starting. So, and actually even more resilient than gasoline, which I think everybody considers, you know, great and robust in the cold. Propane actually has a natural advantage beyond gasoline of how cold resilient it is for starting.
That's really interesting. You know, as time's winding down, I mean, we could talk about this for a long time, but can you just briefly walk us through how propane technology has changed over the years?
Yeah, that's a great question. The answer is that it has changed drastically, and we still see this we get challenged from the marketplace from time to time, still depending on where we're at. Propane's been around as a vehicle fuel for decades, and some areas have had, you know, adoption of the fuel technology, you know, going back into the 70s, 80s, and the technology was very different back then. And really, you could kind of compare it to, you know, automobile, you know, fuel injection versus carburation, right? Older vehicles had carburetors, newer vehicles have fuel injection. It's very similar on propane, but I guess even a little bit more of a spread between the two technologies. So propane used to use a vapor technology that basically used just whatever pressure was in the tank to get fuel up to the engine. So it led to the technology getting a reputation for lacking power, also being inconsistent because the performance was going to be based somewhat on your weather conditions. So you might have less power the colder it was out, and you'd have more power, believe it or not, the warmer it was out. So very inconsistent. And as you can imagine, as a fleet operator, you want the vehicle to respond the same way every day, no matter what temperature it is outside. You still have to get the kids to school. So I think that's where it really got a lot of negative connotations along with the fuel technology. So you step forward and just like, you know, we've had technological advances in gasoline, fuel injection technology for cars, you know, all the way through, you know, electronics. We see the same thing with propane. So today, and the system that Roush developed really parallels gasoline technology of today, also with the expectations that you have of gasoline technology today. So when you turn that key and you start it up, you're no longer based on the weather or anything like that. You're using electronic fuel pumps that are managed through a powertrain control module that's looking at all these different sensor inputs that's basically dialing in that engine no matter what the conditions are, that you're going to get the same results when you start it up and push on the throttle pedal day in and day out, hot weather, cold weather, running at altitude or sea level. It's going to be able to do exactly what you expect it to consistently. So that's been a huge change in the technology from really when it got its start, when it was popular, you know, decades ago versus what you're going to expect out of that vehicle today.
Yeah, Ryan, this has been an incredibly interesting conversation. If folks want to learn more about Roush CleanTech or connect with you, you know, where can they find you?
So we've got a lot of information at our website, like a lot of companies today. So RoushCleanTech.com. We have a lot of good information on the technology. And then also, you know, I think a lot of end users like, which is words from their peers, right? The stories and the testimonials of folks who have adopted this technology, continue to buy year in and year out after they've made that initial investment, you know, in the vehicle technology, which, you know, to me shows that it's working, it's doing what we say that the technology can do for a fleet. So that's a great place to start. And I would love to connect some of these folks with that are interested with existing users out there so they could learn more about it from, you know, the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Absolutely. So once again, Ryan Zick, he's the Vice President of School Bus Sales for Roush CleanTech. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for joining us at the bus stop.
Kurt, thank you so much for the opportunity.